When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Vito Grammatico. Vito, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it, George.
Let's go. Vito is the founder and CEO of TimeLift. They're an organization helping financial professionals with time management and productivity. I'm excited to have you on. Vito, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. So I was born and raised in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, right across the river here from Detroit. And I spent my career coaching and counseling. And I started actually as a caseworker for social assistance, helping people at the lowest point in their lives. And as I got into career coaching, some individuals that I coached were actually previously financial advisors. And they were always in the midst of a career change. And I found like a 2-year mark seemed to be the point where they kind of became burnt out, needed a change. And a few years ago, I actually had the chance to consult with some local wealth management firms while completing my master's in business administration. And I kind of learned that there's a way to find success as an advisor and still maintain a good work culture and that work-life balance. So I helped these firms establish some time management systems. And this kind of led to the development of TimeLift's time and productivity management software. And it's software to help advisors with time management and just be able to help them value their own time and achieve the work-life balance they want.
Nice. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm certainly grateful for the work that you did as a case. I'm grateful for the work you're doing now, but certainly as a social assistant, a social worker, I mean, dealing with people at their lowest, at some of the toughest times, I imagine that would burn you out.
It's, you know what, it's very challenging for sure. It's something that gives you a very unique perspective on things and kind of appreciate things as well. But definitely, you know, you do see that a lot amongst those workers is that burnout for sure.
Mm-hmm. Just
you need to take it home with you.
Just the emotional weight that you're carrying and trying to figure out how to not do that while at the same time be empathetic of people. I guess that's just the trick of a lot of relationships.
Yeah, for sure, right? And it's hard not to not feel like, you know, there's more you could do, right? So that's kind of part of it too, taking that on with you. But yeah, so yeah, it's definitely an interesting field.
Yeah. So you mentioned that your experience working with financial professionals, and I bet there's probably a lot of through lines to people who are entrepreneurial just in general, but why do you think it is that around that 2-year mark that people sort of start hitting up against that burnout?
Yeah, it's interesting. And I've seen some like studies that back it up. And I think part of it is just the amount that kind of goes into, first of all, investment management. You know, it's a very competitive field, right? So I think a lot of the time, you know, you kind of look at what does it take to be successful in the field? And a lot of the time it just goes into, okay, I got to put as much time into it as possible. I need to be able to service my clients, kind of prove myself. And I just feel like after a while of just kind of hitting at it and not really I guess, balancing things out properly, where you're just putting so much into your business thinking, okay, it'll pay off, I'll do it for 2 years, and then it not paying off that way and thinking, well, maybe I need a change, I'm just feeling kind of burnt out. So it's very interesting. I'd say it's a very unique field where I think time is just not really valued as much as it should be.
Yeah, I think that's a really, that certainly makes sense hearing it, right? It's like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my head down for 2 years and really just grind it. And then after that, then I'll be able to take a step back. Then I'll be able to find that balance. But for reasons that every human being recognizes and realizes, that's just not going to be the case. So,
and I find a big part of it too is their service model just not being consistent with it. So they say, okay, we're going to have touch points with our clients. And the reality is you end up spending more time on some, less on others, and it just gets out of whack really quick. And that just creates a huge issue with their time every day. And it leads to those extra hours. And like I said, then a few years in, they often say, okay, I need a change.
So I think what I'm hearing is, we've hit on it a couple of times, it's this notion of I'm experiencing a problem and the remedy or the solution is going to be having better processes and understandings in place.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It's kind of like, the root of the problem. Yeah. You can, try to, improve every day, but if you don't have that kind of regimen in place, that process, then yeah, you're just going to fall off entirely. Right. So,
but the first step there is placing a value or coming to a value or having a better understanding of your actual time.
Exactly. Yeah. Just being able to understand, the time used, being able to visualize that and see, okay, this is what I'm putting into my business, as opposed to just kind of assuming certain things or saying, okay, today's going to be whatever I need it to be. Well, no, try to set out those goals ahead of time and say, this is what I'm going to accomplish today, as opposed to just leaving it wide open and say, whatever comes my way, I'll deal with it as it comes. It leads to that imbalance.
Yeah. And that's, if somebody is starting a business, the reason that it works out the way that it always does is people are just like, well, I feel like I don't have the ability or the luxury to be proactive. I just need to go where my day takes me.
Yeah. And you see that, and you kind of gets confused sometimes with grit. You have to have grit, right? You have to have that determination. You have to be able to stick with things. But at the same time, that mindset of whatever it takes, it kind of assumes almost that you're just prioritizing your career and saying, I'll give up everything else as long as my career is good. That's kind of what you're saying when you say, I just want to be successful. I want this to work. I'll do whatever I have to, but you're kind of pushing everything else aside, I guess. Well, maybe without even realizing that.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that industry like this attracts people who are traditionally, that they have a track record of success? And that's almost like a self-fulfilling, it's almost like a trap because there's just too much to manage. Despite your previous experience and history and success, there's just too much to do here.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think it does bring a certain level of somebody who does want to strive for success, has a competitive edge in terms of I believe in my ability, I'm going to make this work. And I think too, just being able to kind of go in and say, okay, yeah, that determination going into it, whatever it takes, I'm not going to give up, and looking at that as a failure if I don't achieve the exact level that I want to, right? And you mentioned entrepreneurship in general. And yeah, it's great to plan things out ahead of time and everything, but it's good to adjust too, right? See how things are going and just be able to, I guess, refine your expectations as needed.
What just jumped into my mind is that particularly when we're talking about financial people, is that the golden rule of personal finance is to pay yourself first, right? And that's really what you're helping people with is, yeah, great, do all this other stuff, but you need to make sure that you are taking care of yourself and you're paying yourself first, because the reality is that people run into with burnout and they don't have the career that they want or the life that they want, is that they're paying everybody else first, and then they get to the end of the month and there's no money left over.
Yeah, for sure, right? And it's that level of like, okay, like I just need this to work. Like, you know what I mean? It's like down the road things will work out, but right now I just want to be able to get things off the ground. And I think there's a lot of ways we can kind of validate that in our minds. And at a certain point, it's like, wow, you know, I've been at this for 2 years. I keep doing this, and now I'm here, and maybe I need to change. But I do notice that, like, it's interesting seeing different fields in terms of burnout rates and how that fluctuates. And I guess a big part of it is, how much do you enjoy the activities you're doing at your job, right? Do you actually enjoy it, I guess? And if there's a certain aspect of that as well, what percentage do you love? What percentage do you hate? And if you are at the point where you're not giving yourself rewards, whether it be, you know, like you said, paying yourself, or even just rewards in terms of like, oh, tonight I'm gonna kind of go out with my spouse or something else, or you end up working all night. I think that just inherently, when we're not getting those rewards, I think it just kind of eats away at us a little bit.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about valuing our time or figuring that out. So when you're working with people, just take me through kind of a not that there's ever a typical engagement, but how does the process normally work for helping people to break this habit of letting the tail wag the dog?
Yeah, for sure. So it really the first thing is to be able to create that self-awareness. And a big part of that is, okay, track, just being able to kind of visualize and track what you're doing. And being able to see that is a big first step, just to be able to say, okay, yeah, I am going over like my capacity pretty much. Like I am putting this amount in. I'm, you know, if you look at a typical work week, let's say 40, 50 hours, oh, I'm like 200% over that. Seeing that is a huge, just, I guess, almost like a, just a wake up call, I guess. So seeing that is a big part of it. And then from there, just tracking the progress, right? To see, okay, yeah, you know what? I'm putting less time in, but I'm actually still maintaining a certain level of profitability and showing that. So, like, how profitable are my clients per hour? Like, looking at those quantitative measures to kind of back up, okay, you know what? I feel better. How's my business looking? And to be able to kind of show that to say, I guess a realization, okay, you know what? I can feel good every day and not burnt out and still achieve a certain level of success. To be able to see that, and you know, is very powerful.
That seems like that's everything, right? It's like that's the reality is more often than not, I imagine when you're engaging with your clients, you say, okay, we're well, is it it's figuring out exactly how much time you're really spending on your work, and is it then making a commitment to say, I'm only going to work this number of hours?
Yeah, so I mean, part of it's that, right? Just being able to say, yeah, maybe like these are my work hours and setting those boundaries, I think, especially with clients too, and understanding that. Because if you have a service model where you say to clients, listen, we're going to have these touch points, and kind of just trying to say, listen, like I'm available from these times, and just setting those boundaries at the beginning is very powerful, as opposed to, listen, just call me whenever you want. That leaves the door open to, I think, hours just all over the place. A lot of sales positions and just in general, looking at client-based positions, it's kind of like they're on call 24 hours a day. If the client needs something, jump. And I think a lot of that's just at the beginning of the relationship, not establishing those boundaries and saying no. It's okay to say no sometimes and just kind of say, listen, I'm going to help you. I'm going to be there for you. But, you know, this time's off limits. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you know what? At a certain point, too, you have to look at the concept of like firing your clients. Listen, if your clients don't respect your time and you're putting so much into them, and being able to see, okay, like, listen, based on what I'm getting, this is what, you know, is it worth it, right? You need to look at that. It's a healthy thing to do. It's not taboo. It's not something you have to shy away from. It's okay to kind of look at that with your clients and not just say anything goes, whatever it takes. I'm going to get these clients on board.
I imagine that the majority of clients will probably respect that more so than, oh, I can call this guy or this gal whenever I want, and they're going to drop everything for me.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's like value of what they, you're right, respect, right? If somebody just doesn't value their own time, it's people, whether consciously or subconsciously, realize that and in turn kind of value that person less. So, yeah, by valuing their time and putting those in place, you do earn more respect. And maybe actually, you kind of, maybe those clients, the relationship actually strengthens from that.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. As you're helping people to go through and have a better understanding of the current amount of time that they're spending, of here's the actual, you know, the value of a client. Do people commonly understand that, or is this news to them?
You know, it kind of is news in a way where it's like, usually it's like, okay, well, no, like, and it's very like, almost like you hear profitability, or some advisors will say this, like, oh, you know, no, there's a lot of factors like that go into this client, and it's true. You have to think about those, but you can't ignore that for sure. And I think a lot of them do. And it's kind of like, well, if I don't ignore it and I look at it, well, yeah, that, you know what? I didn't realize that this much time went into these clients. And is there a way to maybe shift this so that I can focus on business development, so I can focus on bringing in new clients? And a lot of the time, what it comes down to is, do they have a referral process in place? Because at the end of the day, you can't just keep onboarding new clients at a certain point. You know what I mean? You got to be able to, you know, refer them out to maybe another advisor and have that pipeline in place so that you can grow your business without continuously adding more and more hours and more clients. You know, it is good to kind of have that offboarding process.
1,000%. There's so many different aspects of it, right? I mean, it's you. We touched on service at the beginning and how oftentimes, more often than not, the service model is flawed. And it's totally understandable because there's a million different ways to potentially be doing every single one of these things. So, I mean, not having a structure, which is all too common, which leads to burnout, is not a surprise. So how are you, tell me just sort of about the scope that you help people with.
Yeah. So like using timeless software, really, the idea is that, okay, these advisors can pull information from their other software. So being able to pull information from, let's say, a CRM system in a few seconds, just being able to see, you know, basically like their activity. So be able to see, okay, like these are my clients. Organize their service model. If they, you know, it's always good to have tiers of different clients, like top clients I spend this amount of time on. Being able to organize that in the system, that's what a big part of it is. So being able to say, okay, I'm going to organize my clients in Timelift, be able to say, these are my A clients, B clients, C clients. I'm going to assign these tasks, put reminders. So basically adding structure to their service model in a very concrete way. Using software. So being able to just pull information that you already have at your fingertips and be able to pull that in and actually see, okay, this is what I'm doing. And being able to do that at a, I guess, at a level where you don't have to track things manually. It is very powerful. I think too, it's just, it's one thing to like have on, let's say, a conversation with a client about, I'm going to, you know, do this, this, and this with you. But when you have it kind of down and ready, and you're actually seeing what goes into them and what you're doing, I think that's a great way of balancing out maybe sometimes, oh, this client I've been neglected for a while. I haven't even spoke to this client in months. You know, and I think too, like, it's funny because clients, I think with anyone, having that structure and saying, okay, like just peace of mind, oh, I'm reaching out once a month, I'm going to hear from this advisor, and knowing that, it almost like avoids, let's say, additional phone calls because they know, okay, you know what? First of all, the advisor is going to call me at this time, but also if something hits the fan, they're going to reach out anyway. I got to trust my advisor. So kind of building that trust, I think, when you're consistent. So using like software to be consistent with your clients, I think, is a great way of building trust and building that fiduciary relationship.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that people respond to having an understanding of how we're going to do business with them. There's expectations, and the more we can set those expectations up front, that's just nothing but a good thing for everybody. So I love it. Well, Vito, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, so in order to truly improve work-life balance and your, you know, productivity and time management, it's just essential to be able to track and visualize your time usage. So a crucial part of time management is being self-aware and adjusting as needed. So it obviously difficult to judge your own time, but the only way to truly do this is to see your progress and have an accurate representation of your business activity. And that's something that Timelift can help out with. And I just want to say too, that a big part of it is to kind of daily have a check-in point with yourself, being able to touch base and say, how am I feeling about my day? Because that is a big telltale sign of work-life balance. If you're feeling burnt out or low energy, something you did throughout the day was off. And having those touch points personally is a great way to stay on track and maybe see if you need time to kind of maybe whether it be meditation or something to center yourself and get ready for that next day.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on. Vito, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you and TimeLift?
Absolutely. So timelift.com, Lift spelled with a Y. We're available on there. You can reach out anytime. And we're also on LinkedIn. Just search TimeLift. We're available on there. And thanks, George. It's been a pleasure being here today.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Vito your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to timelift.com. That's TimeLyft.com. You can find Vito on LinkedIn as well. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Vito.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.